This hour of the Armed American Radio podcast is being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. This incredible organization is doing the behind-the-scenes work on behalf of our Second Amendment freedoms, filing the lawsuits around the nation that defend against the incredible withering assault on our constitutional right to bear arms. If it weren't for the Second Amendment Foundation and the incredible work they do, the landscape of our gun rights in this country would be vastly different. Visit them and help us defend freedom from the Bloomberg machine that is dumping millions into the effort to strip you of your rights. Visit the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. That's saf.org. Now is the time. We need your help. saf.org to do your part fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Enjoy the program, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I love that guy. I do. I just love that guy.
Now, see, you do that well. The singing, you need to get away from that. But that well, you do
that's
well.
What's fun about the singing.
No.
Yeah, that's what makes it fun. This.
I guess you
listen,
could be like Bob Dylan.
I talked to a PD a number of years ago.
Yes.
A PD, that's radio lingo for program director.
Yes.
During a meeting of the QTs, when we were talking about the AVIs, we were looking at the EVRE20s, and I won't go there. We were
you just
the PD and I were talking.
Yes,
and he made the comment to me. He says, "Remember that radio is entertainment before it's anything else."
Well, I have to admit, your singing is definitely entertainment because I'm entertained every time I hear it.
It is fun. I'll just leave it at that. We have a great hour lined up for you, Houston. We have a huge hour for you. You've got two tremendous hours following up. We're going to talk some hardware with George Hill, the Mad Ogre. We're going to do some things with George that we don't do enough of. We're going to talk actual guns with George right now. Then when we come back, we'll finish the conversation we had with Neil McCabe, Washington Armed American Radio's Washington editor, with Finger on the Pulse up in Washington, D.C., man who is so knowledgeable about what's going on behind the curtain there in Oz, believe me. Scary stuff coming out of that place. And David Kodria will be here. You know, Fast and Furious back in the news again.
Good.
Eric Withholder, he's not going to go away. The media will make it seem like he went away because they won't cover his crimes.
No.
They'll just stop talking about him and let him fade off because ideologically, they are swimming in the same cesspool of liberalism. And I was reminded many, many times last week when I was talking with Alan Corwin that liberalism is a mental disorder. Sounded like it, too. We were sitting at a little bar thing at In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, yes.
Just having a conversation, and out of the blue, he looked at me and he says, liberalism is a mental disorder. I said, how are your fries? He just eats, thinks, and breathes this stuff every day. He's brilliant. We had a great time. Amber Cuno was on the show last week. Arizona was a lot of fun. And you'll be hearing a lot from Amber coming up in future shows as we get a perspective on this program that's badly needed, sorely needed. And that's the female perspective on a lot of the things that we talk about from a real female. A mom who shops with a gun. Not the female that the Every Town for Gun Safety likes to claim they represent, because they don't represent anybody.
Yes.
Except a bunch of anonymous, what?
I was about to say, I've never
forum
met.
Heads. What do you call them? Chat room warriors, if you will. Let's go right over to George the Mad Ogre Hill. George, quickly, because we have this one segment with you. Your background, listeners have probably not, we have a lot of new listeners who hear you on the show regularly, frequently, but your background is quite significant in the firearms industry. What is it?
Well, I've been a firearms instructor since I was, since I was a Boy Scout teaching other.
Don't say knee high to a grasshopper. We'll move on to other conversations if you do.
But you know, I've been a firearms instructor, you know, most of my life, and been working the gun counter for over 8 years at Face and Sports. Took some time off of that to do some stuff with G-Code, and I'm going to be going back to the gun counter in Charlotte, North Carolina, at a joint called Blackstone Shooting Sports, which is a new retail and firing range. So that's going to be starting up very soon, and I'm very happy to be a part of that. You want to talk hardware? I've got three guns, actually four, that I'm very interested in. One is the Ruger LC9S. Now, we all know what the Ruger LC9 is, but Ruger's come out with a Striker version of that. So
ooh,
we've got that.
Ooh, give us the lowdown. I like that. Give us the lowdown.
Well, you got everything you like about the LC9. Really lightweight, really narrow, great carry gun, but a bad trigger. Just not a good trigger. That's the problem with all of these little light single-stack Strikers.
By that, you're referring to that being a long pull. I want listeners to understand what we're talking about. You're talking about a very long, about a 9-pound pull sometimes, right?
Exactly, or more. And that's a, like double action only. But this is a striker-fired version of that. So that really cleans up the trigger pull. So that's going to be a great option. Still going to be very low price, probably retailing $399 or less. The other one, it's another Ruger. You guys all know what the Ruger LCR is. Nice little DAO snub-nose polymer frame revolver, really lightweight. But Ruger's come out with the LCR-X version, which has that exposed hammer. It's not a hidden hammer. So you've got that classic hammer, so you can, you know, thumb cock it to make a more accurate shot. 13.5 ounces, very lightweight. But what makes it awesome, it's got a really good rubber grip, so it's very comfortable to shoot those 380-plus P's. That's going to be a great gun. Now, the other gun, the Springfield XDS 4.0. Now, this is the regular XDS. It's been out on the market for a few years now, but Springfield came out with the 4.0 version. So you've got a 4-inch barrel. So you get that longer barrel, so your rounds are going to hit harder, and you got, more importantly, that longer sight radius. So it makes it easier to make a more accurate shot with it. So I'm really interested in that XDS 4.0. And Browning just announced a real cool gun. Have you seen the Browning 1911-22?
Yes.
It's a scaled down 1911. It looks just like a 1911, feels and handles just like a 1911, but smaller. You know, kind of like a Hobbit 1911. But they've just announced that gun in 380 Auto. So it's a 22, but they've announced it into 380 Auto. It actually makes that cool little gun actually a defensive option now. So I'm really excited to get my hands on one of those, but probably won't see production or that coming out until, like, probably next March. But they did just announce it, and I'm excited for that because that is about as cool as it gets.
Now, we'll be able to see those in Las Vegas in January for the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show, I would assume, and we'll be able to report back to you about how those guns feel and handle when we get our hands on those guns actually on the range.
Exactly. Now, the LC9S, the Ruger LCR-X, and the Springfield XDS 4.0, those are on the market now. Those are available, but that new little Browning 1911-380, I'm heading, you know, at SHOT Show, that's where I'm heading first.
Yeah, I don't think you'll be alone on that. That's going to be a very, very popular gun and a very popular booth for sure. You said that will be available to the public when, in March?
Probably March is where they'll probably be hitting distribution.
Okay. Interestingly, we'll be up at the Crossbreed Holster Studios next week bringing this show to you. We'll be filling your prescription for freedom. I'll talk with them about some holster options, George, for some of those guns. Crossbreed is quick on the trigger. Because we know what's going to be popular. So the 380 craze continues? Is that what we're seeing with this?
Well, it's more like the craze for that little 1911-22. Of course, they want to make it in a more substantial caliber. Right. And they were able to engineer that into a 380 Auto in that little package with no change to exterior dimensions. So hopefully they'll be able to do like a conversion kit to make a – you know, you just swap slides and barrels to make that into a 22 again, or vice versa between 22 and 380. I don't know. But that's going to be very interesting to take a look at. So,
yeah, that is going to be interesting to take a look at. The price point on that Browning by any chance?
Who knows? There's
care to harbor a guess
right now? Probably around 600. The 22s, you know, they've been kind of expensive because they're really hard to get a hold of.
Right.
Production volume is not very high on that. But it's an all USA made gun. You know, it's not coming out of Maruku, Japan, like a lot of other Browning products. So it's all American 1911, just really small in a 380 auto.
George, where can everybody find you and read your stuff? You're the godfather of blog, the blog father. Been blogging long before anybody else even had a word for it. Before we head to the break, where can people find your stuff, George?
MattOger.com, and very soon Blackstone Shooting Sports in Charlotte, North Carolina.
And you will be at Blackstone Shooting Sports, right?
Blackstone Shooting Sports, yeah.
You'll be there after the first of the month in November, I assume?
About the third, yes.
Okay, we have a lot of listeners in that area. If you're traveling through North Carolina after the first of next month, you'll be able to head down there and meet the Ogre face-to-face. He loves talking guns with you. MattOger.com. George, awesome segment. Love it. We'll be talking to you again next week, as we always do, here on the Armed American Radio Network. That is filling your prescription for freedom. Back right after this.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steerhide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steerhide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer five-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I want to let you know, Charles Heller from Arizona Citizens Defense League will be here on the program with me next week. And I want to give you a reminder. This is important stuff. It's important for me, too, because I missed the Gun Rights Policy Conference because of some wacko lunatic who decided to burn down the air traffic control. You remember the whole deal. Well, I couldn't, nor could many of us in the Atlanta area who were scheduled to speak at that conference, at the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Chicago. We were unable to get there. And as a result, could not participate. Charles wanted me to remind you that the Gun Rights Policy Conference audio, should you care to listen to all of these amazing speakers talking about your rights and your freedoms, you can do so by visiting libertywatchradio.com. And you can listen to the audio from that fantastic meeting. It's all there at libertywatchradio.com. Click on the Gun Rights Policy Conference audio link there at the site, and you can hear it all. And I'm going to do the same thing. Welcome back to the program. Neil McCabe, Armed American Radio Washington, editor, of course, in Washington, D.C. How are you?
Phenomenal and getting better every day.
Fun segment with George, wasn't it? Love talking hardware with the ogre.
Yeah, he's great.
We're going to go over to David Kodria up in Hudson, Ohio. David, how you doing up there today, my friend?
Staying warm next to a space heater. But, you know, let me just touch real quickly on Charles' recording at the GRPC conference. The guy does a fantastic job. Folks, it is more than just turning on a recording machine and walking away from it. He is working it every minute of the conference, and hats off to him. The guy just does phenomenal, hard work for all of our benefit, and I encourage you to go to the Liberty Watch site and to listen to the conference and attend it virtually if you could not have attended in person.
He does a great job. He's been doing it for years. He puts it out on disc. People even use discs anymore? I guess so. Thumb drives? I don't know. But he does an amazing job. LibertyWatchRadio.com, and check that out. Believe me, it would benefit you greatly to listen to what some of the most important people in the fight for your gun freedoms, your rights, are talking about to the room. That is the gun lobby. And you can participate by tuning in. David, a lot to talk about with you. Man, I don't even know where to start. We've got Eric Withholder back. Actually, it's interesting. Eric Withholder isn't back in the news, but Fast and Furious is. Here comes the media censorship protecting this man by not even mentioning him as a part of what's happening now with these guns turning up at new locations.
Yeah, and it's kind of amazing because we were talking about guns turning up in Mesa back, oh, geez, when did I report on that? That was like a couple years ago, I think it was, 2011. And now we find that in 2013, Fast and Furious guns recovered as part of a gang shooting. This was only revealed through a lawsuit by Judicial Watch. The real story, to my mind, Mark, is why more weapons aren't turning up And this kind of shows the fallacy of the entire Fast and Furious botched gun sting fraud that we're told is what's happening. Of course, we know it was not a sting because there were no provisions to actually track the guns to go to who was receiving them on the other end. But the whole cynical aspect of depending on finding guns at crime scenes means depending on people being injured and killed with these weapons. It's amazing to me that more of these have not turned up, that it took a judicial watch lawsuit to make these things happen. And quite frankly, I'm just waiting in horror for the time we find that a Fast and Furious weapon has been used in something else, like, God forbid, a school shooting.
Neil, this whole cynical aspect, as far as I'm concerned about this, is the dereliction of duty by the U.S. mainstream press, who just simply is, you know, they talk about it only when it's that the story is so egregious they have to mention it. But it's nothing short of censorship when the media fails to tell us this, because I believe that they are aware of more of this. They just don't want to let us know. Is my cynicism wrong? Am I wrong here?
Well, I mean, I've written a number of times that the Washington Post is an unindicted co-conspirator in the death of border agent Brian Terry.
Sure they are.
The Washington Post had a four-man team embedded with the ATF that had access to everything. They came out with that Secret Life of Guns series that supposedly exposed what was Fast and Furious, because remember, Fast and Furious was designed to sort of create a hubbub about under-regulated guns destabilizing Mexico, and the first shot in this campaign was the Washington Post story. That night, one of the gun shop owners, his lawyer, went on TV and said, what are you talking about? The federal government came in. We were cooperating with them, the federal government agents. They approved everything. This whole thing was a government operation. That was ignored for months. The night that Washington Post story came out, Fast and Furious was exposed, and it was ignored. And, of course, that night is the night that, you know, in December that Brian Terry was killed in that ambush.
Let's call this what this is. It's not ignored. It's censored. It's censored.
Okay. You're correct. I'm sorry.
Agreed?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
this is censorship.
And it's control. And it's a partnership. The Washington Post and the mainstream media is partnered with the Obama administration and Mike Bloomberg and this crowd. I mean, it's so bad that, there's somebody who he said that, because the press is so much on the president's team, that lying has the same risk for him as saying hello. And it's absolutely true.
Interesting. Yeah, it's a great way to phrase it. David Kodria, censorship at its worst. I'm fed up with the media. I'm sick and tired of the garbage, the lies. I'm sick and tired of the propaganda. I'm sick of the censorship, and we need to start calling this what this is. Their failure, their dereliction. They don't even know how to spell the word objectivity anymore in this country. They're so far off base that they've become an enemy of this country. I rank it number one as far as dangerous entities in this country, because they control based on what they tell us in the mainstream press. They determine what we believe to be news. And when they don't and they hide it, it's censorship at its worst. Am I off base there?
These are the people Dianne Feinstein calls real reporters. Joe Biden calls legitimate news media to help them pass their gun control objectives. I call them fourth estate, fifth columnists. That's what they are, Mark.
Yeah, it's very dangerous. As we come out of this break, I'll set up the next segment for you. David, you've written a couple things. Progressives blaming NRA over Ebola spread, diverting blame for themselves. This is unbelievable. I want you to run with that a little bit, and then I'll turn you guys loose. And I want to hear Neil's response to you on this as an editor over at Guns and Patriots. It's just insanity what we see. And the media takes this stuff as gospel and runs with it, never questions a thing. Oh man, the NRA is responsible for Ebola. Back after this, we'll let David take it away, tell you a little bit about his column, then we'll get some comments from Neil McCabe. I don't even know what to say. It leaves me speechless. We'll be right back.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, I love it. I've actually got to type this in here. NRA causes Ebola. NRA causes Ebola. Take a listen to this. This is from MSNBC, actually, in an article titled How the NRA is Making the Ebola Crisis Worse, MSNBC lamented, quoting, "Thanks to NRA power and Senate cowardice, we are left with no Surgeon General during a time when we not only have Ebola arriving on our shores, but are also dealing with the mysterious enterovirus, which is infecting and contributing to the deaths of children in the U.S. Likewise, States United tweeted, "Ebola now in the U.S. Surgeon General. should be leading the way on public health education, but NRA stalled nomination. No outrage. Let me tell you two things quickly before we go to David. You know where Ebola's coming from? It's coming from your open border policy. You know where enterovirus is coming from? It's coming from your open border policy. That's where it's coming from. Because you refuse to shut our borders. Because it isn't nice. David Kodria.
It's beyond not nice. It's beyond not nice, Mark, if you suggest that you're automatically
a racist. You're a racist. Okay?
And you're right. There was Crystal Ball on MSNBC. There was Ann Thompson on NBC. And there was also Roland Martin, formerly of CNN. Now he's a TV One host. He's a Daily Beast columnist. And they're all on the mantra that because NRA has blocked the nomination and confirmation of Vivek Murthy as Surgeon General, that somehow is responsible for the spread of Ebola in the United States. And of course, you hit on exactly the right reasons that we're not taking the appropriate steps with people that are coming in from the areas where Ebola is sourcing from. Cheryl Atkinson did a wonderful report showing how there is a nexus between the enterovirus and the undocumenteds that are being allowed in and the population concentrations there. Roland Martin starts calling the NRA cowardly bullies. So I wrote a piece on that at davidkodria.com, and he took exception to it, and he wrote back, rather than address any of the points that I made, he just decided to go right into insult mode on Twitter with me, which I found actually kind of humorous. So I responded, and he responded in kind, and I responded back, and the bottom line is he got tired, I guess, of me not cowering in front of him, and so he gave me a no uncertain terms goodbye. But then a curious thing, he kept including me on his tweets about that. And so I did another blog post on warongguns.com called How Can I Miss You If You Won't Go Away? And I took the old movie poster, The Thing That Wouldn't Die, and I kind of doctored that up for Roland Martin to turn into, you know, The Thing That Wouldn't Go Away. And finally, I think that was enough. He sensed that I was doing some Alinsky Rule 5 ridicule on him, and that was enough to get him to go away. But this whole business about we don't have a Surgeon General is exactly the excuse ATF was using. We don't have a permanent director. They had an acting director, Kenneth Melson, but that is what got in the disastrous B. Todd Jones. And as we saw with what happened in Milwaukee, and if we saw with what happened with ATF whistleblowers like Vince Cefalu and folks like that, that nothing has changed, okay, under B. Todd Jones. If anything, it's gotten worse. None of the Fast and Furious people have been punished, fired, let alone prosecuted. What you have is you have promotions and you have lateral transfers and you have retirements and things like that, and everybody kind of goes their merry way with no accountability. And my last parting shot on Roland was I understand why he needs a permanent Surgeon General, because no doubt when he was developing, Joyce Lynn Elders was such an influence on him, and I think we all realize what Joyce Lynn Elders was notorious for.
Great stuff. Neil McCabe, care to comment on any of that? I know you do. Do we have Neil here?
Maybe sending out.
We lost Neil. Yeah, he probably went out to get some ribs. That's okay if we catch him when he calls back. No, David, it's brilliant work as usual from you, simply because the absurdity of it all, and the press runs with it. The press takes a hold of this.
Sure.
And you see the story. The National Rifle Association is responsible for Ebola, when in reality, anybody with a clear head understands. I mean, that's so crazy, it's not even. We joke about it, and I'm glad you wrote about it. But it's not even really worthy. It's worthy of a fun, mocking discussion as we're having right now.
But
to take that serious and avoid what we should be talking about, which is closing the border with Africa or closing travel, a travel ban with Africa to stop this, but it isn't nice because we're going to be racist if we do, is absurd. I don't give a damn if it was Sweden. Close the border. American lives are at risk. Now, here's the other thing about the media. Then I'll turn it back over to you. We have, how many cases of Ebola diagnosed in the United States? Not that we're brought here. and taken to Atlanta or Emory or wherever it is they're taken. We have, what, two cases diagnosed in the U.S.?
Something like that, yeah.
In a country of 350 million people, and the mainstream press is going absolutely haywire, scaring the crap out of children across this country with their garbage 24-hour, can't-find-anything-else-to-talk-about news coverage, it's insanity. Neil McCabe, you're back on the air with us. Take it away.
Yeah, this guy, just for the record, this guy, Murtry, is a train wreck. He was head of physicians or doctors for Obama, and he's the guy who always gives interviews in that big white lab coat like it's 1955 and Dr. Kildare or whatever. And he's one of the advocates or champions of this theory that the gun rights issue is really about health, and that's sort of their backdoor regulation. And, of course, you talk about I was dropped off the line, so I missed it. But I wonder, did you mention that the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, those guys last year got $25 million in bonuses?
Yeah. Right.
And none of them said, you know what, I'm really worried about Ebola. Why don't you keep this bonus and put it towards Ebola?
Well, let's go. The CDC, this could be an entire hour. I'll say this quickly because, we're so pressed for time. But the CDC needs to start worrying about containing Ebola. The CDC needs to start worrying about containing enterovirus that has killed children in this country and is spreading, and we know where it came from. So I'll just say it. It came from people coming across our southern borders. Is where it came from, who have been spread around this country in places that this administration won't tell us. Yet we're seeing enterovirus pop up all over the place. Now, they don't want to talk about that, so we'll talk about it here. But in the essence of time, this is what the CDC needs to be focusing on. They need to get their hands off our guns, quit wasting monies on studies trying to make firearms a political issue about viruses and a health issue, and begin focusing on what they're supposed to be focusing in, and that's health. And viruses, not firearms. David, go ahead.
Well, that's why Congress defunded CDC so-called studies that were really thinly disguised gun control propaganda, because at one time, one of their former mucky mucks, Mark Rosenberg, said he wanted to treat guns like cigarettes, dirty, deadly, and banned. Well, if that's your agenda, I'm sorry, that's not going to happen. This is our right to keep and bear arms, and we're not going to let you fudge numbers that totally ignore the beneficial uses of guns and defensive gun uses and things like that, only to concentrate on crime that is being perpetrated by people that we know aren't legally allowed to possess guns in the first place. These are prohibited persons to the great degree. I mean, John Lott can tell you this stuff better than I can.
And he has many times.
Recidivist offenders that are causing most of the problem.
Well, this is yet again another, this is how this administration in particular wants to inject guns into any aspect they can from a political standpoint, by injecting it into the health system, by injecting it as a public health crisis. When we see what is probably going to turn out to be, or could anyway, turn into a real health crisis, enterovirus, possibly Ebola. Close the borders from those countries. Ban travel from those countries, and let's nip it in the bud. Huh. There's a thought for you. Back right after this on Armed American Radio.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
You're a 23 laboring nurse. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
That's a great rejoiner. If you're not following us on Facebook, why? Oh, golly.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
And it's pushing over.
Hey, get it. Wow. Oh, man.
50,000 watts of power.
The red rocket.
All the metal they can hold, Sammy Hagar. One of the greatest voices in rock and roll history. Sure beats Maroon 5 or whatever that crap is they're listening to now. What is it? I'm all about that bass, about that bass, about that bass. No trouble. My kids drive me crazy with that stuff. And you get it in your head and you can't go to sleep at night. You got to crank up some Red Rocker. David Kodria, always a pleasure to have you here. Insightful stuff. Welcome back.
Thanks, Mark. Always great to be here.
Neil McCabe.
I'm ready, man.
I don't know what else to tell you. You know, you're up there in D.C. You do this stuff for a living. You have your finger on the pulse. I don't know how you do it. How do you do it and still have hair?
I've been blessed with hair, but it's not as brown as it used to be.
That's okay, but it's still there. I know that. I've seen it.
But I will say, though, it's going to be a very interesting lame duck after these midterms. Because the president still has the opportunity to pass these bills that were stalled in the Senate a year ago, the Reid, Bloomberg, Schumer, Manchin, Toomey, Feinstein, all of these bills are still active in the Senate. Even the ones that failed to pass are still active because of Reid's motion to reconsider. And so this lame duck session is going to be very, 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 very trying.
Any threat of them coming out of the House, though? Any threat of them coming out of the House, though, in all seriousness?
Well, in all seriousness, you know, you have guys like McCarthy, you have guys like Boehner, who are not strong on gun rights, and they're the ones who torpedoed national concealed carry in the House. So, you know, who knows what they're trying to do? Remember, the national Republicans, they're trying to take issues off the table. They want to fight between. They want to fight for liberal and moderate voters, and they want to zero out conservatives. And so, taking guns off the table, they can sort of focus on the moderates and liberals that they really want to get.
Scary stuff. Neil McCabe, editor of Guns and Patriots at HumanEvents.com, one of the most widely read conservative websites in the country, telling it like it is. And, when I tell you his finger's on the pulse, I mean it. His finger's on the pulse. That's what he does. David Kodrya, a very scary stuff coming from Neil. I don't share the same. I share the fear of Boehner, but maybe not. I don't see it coming out of the House. That may be wishful thinking on my part. Maybe it's some naivety. I don't know. I don't think so. I just don't see that coming out of the House. I don't see that bill going to Obama's desk. But I could be wrong. Your fears?
Well, I mean, there could be. Maybe it's not going to be the hardcore, say, Schumer bills, but
some type of compromise bill.
There's no doubt in my mind that what they'll do is they'll dress up a national concealed carry bill with a ton of inside restrictions that basically make it meaningless and more restrictive, and create a federal agency that's even more powerful than the ATF. I mean, they could do stuff in the midterm. You know, that they've already written the bills, right? I there's no doubt in my mind. The bills are written.
The bills are there. No, the bills are there. There were bills sitting there waiting for another Newtown to happen. David, let's go to you. Your fears on this discussion.
No, I think that what we need to do is, first of all, we need to make sure that there's a Senate majority that switches. And then Neil's absolutely right that in that interim, there's a lot of mischief that can be done, which is why it's incumbent on us to keep up the pressure that there will be no compromises, and make sure that our gun rights organizations know that, no, we just got to hold off on everything until the new power establishes itself and everybody takes their seats. And otherwise, because there could be bills that might appear to have nothing to do with guns, and somebody wants to attach a rider, or somebody feels like we need to have this compromise. No compromise. Let's just all take a breath. Let's just back away from it. Let's not do anything on this and take the political heat for it and not allow any of this stuff to. And it's up to us, and it's up to Armed American Radio listeners to get actively involved and keep up the pressure, not only on your representatives, but also on the gun rights organizations that you belong to.
And if you don't belong to, you need to start asking yourself why you don't.
Yeah, exactly right.
We say it all the time, but it has never been more important. If not you, who?
Yeah.
Mark,
I know you have a huge audience in Louisiana, but you have a huger audience or a very huge audience in Houston. And there's a lot of people in Houston with Louisiana ties. There's a lot of people in Louisiana who are tied into Houston media. And so I want to just sort of give them an extra kick to support Rob Manis and to help him any way they can.
Yeah, this is going to be a fascinating midterm. You're seeing the liberal media come out right now and using some divisive tactics. You're seeing them try to split votes. That's why I asked the Colonel earlier in the program if he was feeling any heat. Not necessarily from the conservatives, but is he feeling the heat really from the media? Is the media pressuring him? Do you know?
Well, I mean, they absolutely are. And, you know, in the dirty stories,
they're pressuring him to get out of the race.
Pressuring him to get out, and plus they're doing things to sort of using opposition research to sort of torpedo his campaign. They don't have the goods on him, so they sort of make fake charges. And, of course, you know, I can't really speak to this, but I'm sure there's a lot of Southerners who would prefer not to be called carpetbaggers.
Yeah, that's a fact for sure. David, let's quickly move to another topic here. You wrote a great piece on Begich in Alaska. I don't have a whole lot of time to go into that, but 30,000 on New York mental health list. Show rights and real dangers ignored. Explain that real quick.
Oh yeah, there was a again another report that was I guess it had to be obtained again through a Freedom of Information Act request. And basically what it's showing is that in New York State they've got a database, and on this list they've identified 30,000 individuals who they say are ineligible to, well, the New York Times report came out said to carry firearms, but then you read deeper into it, and it's actually to procure firearms, because as we know there's quite a difference between buying a firearm and getting the ability to do that in New York and carrying a firearm, which as we know is a may issue state. And then if you go to New York City, it's even worse than that, because it is so restrictive that unless you're Donald Trump or Howard Stern or someone like that, forget it. It's not going to happen. But here's the whole thing about 30,000 people that are on this list that they think might not be qualified to have a handgun or a long gun or something like that. It's like, where's the adjudication? Where have these people done anything? And of course, you run into the entire fear that people are going to be brought into this blacklist, if you will, who have not done anything, have a right abrogated arbitrarily without due process. And on top of that, there is a legitimate
fear.
That people will not be going to seek help when they need it, because they're afraid that if they do, somehow or other,
they're going to be put on a list.
Is going to put them on a list and take away.
David, we've got to cut you right there. I hate to do it. Again, can you really talk about this for 3 hours? Man, oh man. Well, I'll tell you what. Join us over at Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Keep your eyes on us. We might surprise you in the very near future. I'm Mark Walters. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. That was David Kodria, Neil McCabe, and the rest of all of our guests. What a great program today. Next week, I will be bringing the show to you from the Crossbreed Holster facility in Missouri. In Missouri, and I even said it right. Remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Tell us me by the
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.